Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we got to get an update here from Sydney, who called us a couple of days ago, a little bit concerned about her boyfriend's ego, because she was starting to make some more cash than he was, and he had no idea. But there were some, like, financial ramifications about it also.
I love how you have taken this new spin on this story.
Am I not doing it right?
Well, remember, you thought that's what the premise of the email was, but it turns out that she was making more money, but he was still paying a majority of the bills.
That's right. That's
and
right.
She technically, it was a side hustle that he wasn't supportive of. So she's like, I'm going to bank this money and that's continue right. to let him right. pay more of the bills, even though technically I actually make more than him now.
Kristen
and her friends were calling her out.
Kristen is accurate.
You know
that
what?
Is accurate.
You had a late night.
I did.
You're about to share how much money you raised. So what
and wasn't me.
Like?
And it wasn't me. But yeah, it was a real big night for Burt's Big Adventure last night. Either way. Hey, Sydney, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, can you reiterate what Kristen reminded me of this morning? Like, there's been like this inequity in the finances that you didn't feel was quite right.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, in the beginning, I feel like it was right because, you know, he was making more money than me. But, you know, and the money is coming from, you know, my side hustle, my like passion project, which he did not support at all. So he doesn't know. But yeah, I, after, you know, hearing all the advice and really thinking about it, I'm going to have to disagree with it.
Okay.
Because I feel like side income, especially when it's not supported, is separate. And there's no need for either of us to take it into consideration. And the other part is this is the apartment he wanted, and it was way more expensive than the apartment I wanted initially. So it was kind of his choice. And then more than that, I also agree that someone who isn't supportive of me ultimately probably isn't going to be my long-term partner.
Mm.
So I'm really going to think about the relationship, and in the meantime, I'm going to bank my money and make sure, you know, if and when the time comes, it's feeling like when the time comes, I can really afford to move out and take care of myself.
Mo is over by his mic, leaning back away from the mic, looking like he's smelling a fart. What is this? What is about this you don't like?
I'm just trying to understand it, because for me it feels like if I'm going to be in a relationship, then I'm going to be present in that relationship at that time and do the things that I feel like are right within that relationship. But if you do have this mindset to feel like you need to bank some money and hide things from them in order to move on, then it just feels like why not do that sooner than later, as opposed to being a relationship where you have to be you have to lie pretty much about your current standing and kind of use that to your advantage when you feel like you're going to end up leaving anyway.
Yeah, Sydney, I feel like you have one foot out the door in this relationship already. And I was going to say this when we brought it up the first time. Like, I think you're right. You are living in the apartment that he picked. That's his space. And he is benefiting from you contributing to rent. So I think, I don't necessarily think you need to pay more, but I also just kind of get the sense that you're ready to get out of this relationship. I feel like you've got one foot out the door already.
I mean, I think I do. I'm just in the process of really digesting it and accepting it And I didn't feel supported. I feel like he thinks my side hustle is a joke, and I don't think that's what I need long term. Mm. I mean, what if I end up turning it into like my full business, which I think I can do? Like, I want someone who's going to be proud of me.
So that was the initial conversation when you told him about your side hustle, and it's not right that he dismissed you that way, and it's not right that you didn't feel supported. And I think a true loving partner can have some constructive criticism, or can have, you know, it's not that they're poking holes, but like, have you thought of XYZ while doing this, and trying to help you make the right decisions. Being dismissive is completely another thing. Has there ever been a follow-up conversation with like, hey, I'm still pursuing this, and I've been doing this, and it's been doing well? Like, couples kind of keep each other updated on what they're doing in life. Was there ever a follow-up conversation in regards to your side hustle?
I kind of tried once in the beginning, and I was like, I think, you know, this is really going to work. And he like laughed at me. And then the second, you know, things started really going well, I didn't bring it up again.
Trust your gut. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. if this is how you're feeling and you're not feeling supported, I get giving people second chances if he maybe didn't realize how important it was. But I think you're on the right path, honestly. And I think you are as long as you don't stall, like if you've made a decision, you're going to get your affairs together and then break off the relationship and move out. That's good. I think it's when you start to drag people along that it gets kind of murky. Iffy. Yeah. Murky.
Just a real quick question, Sydney. Did he not accept this new quote unquote side hustle of you for like value reasons, or he just thinks that the industry that you have the side hustle in is just sort of a punchline? Like, you're not going to make any money off of it. It's kind of a joke.
No, he just thinks the industry's a joke. Yeah. Mm. And I think he really just doesn't believe in me. Mm. Ultimately.
Well, if you get yourself a man that doesn't believe in you, he's not going to support you. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of thinking to do on that, but you do your thing. Are you really like just digesting it all, or are you just making enough money to you already know inevitably what's going to happen, and that's your exit strategy?
I think both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We done with that? Mm-hmm. Everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with the breakup.
Yeah, it's inevitable. I think it's probably inevitable. All right. Take care, Sydney.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
I kind of ended on a down note.
Well, no, it's positive.
Was it?
She's figuring out what she wants for her life. She's investing in herself. She's supporting her own dreams. It is sad, but there's going to be something beautiful that comes out of this. And she's picking herself. Mm-hmm. And she's trusting her gut. And she's going after her dreams. And she's cutting out the people who aren't supporting
her. Good for her. Yeah, if you're with a man or you're with a woman that does not support what your dream is, don't wait.
Yep. She's really brave, honestly. That's a hard decision to make.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's saying, like, I just don't believe in you, you should have a foot out the door already.
Mm-hmm. You're on The Burt Show.